insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Falamma tara al-jam'an qala ashab Musa in.
And when the two companies saw one another, the companions of Moses said, "Indeed, we are to be overtaken." Moses said, "No, indeed, with me is my Lord. He will guide me."
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we reached the 61st verse of chapter Shu'ara. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. So when the two parties saw each other, the companions of Moses said, "Indeed, we are overtaken." قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Said, "By no means, verily my Lord is with me, and he will soon guide me." So when the people of Pharaoh reached the companions of Moses and the Banu Israel, they were afraid because they saw the troop, an army of Pharaoh behind them, a wavy sea in front of them, and some of them started to get disappointed. But this heavenly leader stayed calm and serene at that time of crisis, and he caused others to be calm as well. Believing and trusting in Allah, Moses ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam addressed the frightened children of Israel, and he implicitly said that it was not so. The enemy could never overcome them because his Lord was with him and he subhanahu wa ta'ala would guide him. So he says, "Kalla, by no means. Inna ma'ya Rabbi, verily my Lord is with me, sayahdeen, soon will he guide me." This may refer to the same promise that Allah gave to Moses and Aaron at the time of specifying their mission. In the 46th verse of chapter Taha, the 20th chapter of the Holy Quran, the Almighty Allah says, "Qala la takhafa, innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara." Fear not, he said, "Verily I am with you both, hearing and seeing."
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
فَبَدَا وَضِيئًا كَالنُّجُومِ تَأَلُّقًا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, as we can see, one of the points we can understand from this holy verse is that in the beginning of a true movement, in the beginning of any kind of uprising and a firm decision, you do not need to necessarily know all about the details and the different steps and what is going to happen at exact points. Of course, the very first thing is knowledge and cognition, but along with that, you need to rely on the Almighty Allah. You need to believe in your decision. As in this verse we saw, Prophet Moses did not know what is going to happen, what is the plan of the Almighty Allah, what is the plan of the Lord, till the very time he faced that wavy sea in front of him. But he had the faith of the Almighty Allah with him all along. And that is why he returned to his people and said, "Inna ma'ya Rabbi," my Lord is with me, sayahdeen. He said this by the depth of his heart. Now, there are some points that can be extracted from the verse. The very first point is that we have to believe definitely in the promises of the Almighty Allah. The Almighty Allah, in the 15th verse of this very chapter, told Moses, "Inna ma'akum mustami'un," we will be with you hearing. And now Moses is telling his people that Allah has promised to stay with us, and that's why he said, "Inna ma'ya Rabbi." The second point, there are many times in your life where you feel that you have no one else to turn to. You see your enemies, you see your problems challenging you, and it seems the situation seems that logically you've got nowhere else to run. At that point, holding your nerves, relying on the Almighty Allah, and believing in the fact that he has promised to help you is the key factor. Inna ma'ya Rabbi. The last point regarding these verses is that the prophets of the Almighty Allah are supported by him at any moment, and they are the vicegerents of the Almighty Allah on the earth. And that is why they are called the intermediaries of mercy to the people. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.